We'll take your calls.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by the Mutual Fund Store. The New York primary has served to cement the positions of the two frontrunners as both Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are now in position to pick up lots of delegates.
We don't have much of a race anymore based on what I'm seeing on television. Yeah. Senator Cruz is just about mathematically eliminated. We're really, really rocking.
In this campaign, we've won in every region of the country. The race for the Democratic nomination is in the home stretch, and victory is in sight.
Well, now that New York is in the books, the focus shifts to a handful of other states with upcoming primaries, including Maryland.
John Kasich spent some time talking to voters at a town hall in Annapolis last night on issues ranging from the economy to health care, and says when it comes to Obamacare,
I would get rid of it except for one provision. Nobody should be denied health insurance because they have a pre-existing condition. In addition to that, I think we can take some of the federal resources, combine it with Medicaid, which I want to send back to the states. And you could create an exchange.
Donald Trump will hold a rally tonight just outside of Ocean City. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The union representing most Maryland teachers says it's inappropriate to use an Eastern Shore High School gym for tonight's Donald Trump rally. The Maryland State Education Association says, quote, Donald Trump and his divisive, fear-mongering rhetoric have no place in the halls of Maryland's public schools. President Obama has arrived in Saudi Arabia to meet with King Salman and other Persian Gulf leaders. The White House says the president plans to discuss the deepening involvement in the fight against ISIS, as well as wars in Syria and Yemen and broader counterterrorism efforts. Mr. Obama will also attend a Gulf Cooperation Council summit. Virginia lawmakers are set to convene this morning in Richmond for their annual veto session, the day for considering attempts to override some of Governor Terry McAuliffe's many vetoes.
There needs to be a two-thirds majority in both the House and the Senate to override a veto.
With the veto-proof minorities that Democrats hold in the Senate and the House, I think it's unlikely to happen.
Virginia political strategist Joe Abbey with Purple Strategies says for lawmakers, though, it's still worth trying.
It's Virginia legislative tradition. It's the one time in spring we all get to come back and argue about the stuff we did in the winter.
The 32 bills vetoed by the governor cover an array of issues, from school security officers to voter registration forms. Nicole Ross on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Governor McAuliffe and Republican leaders say they've reached a compromise on a new economic development initiative backed by some of the state's biggest corporate titans. The plan allows the initiative called Go Virginia to move forward while putting off a key sticking point for at least a year. The U.S. Senate appears to be on the verge of passing a wide-ranging energy bill. It would promote a variety of energy sources and speed up federal approval of projects to export liquefied natural gas to Europe and to Asia. Criminal charges are expected to be brought today in connection with Flint, Michigan's lead water crisis. Government officials say the state attorney general will file today against two state regulators and a Flint city employee. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,054, the Nasdaq at 4940. Sports, the Nationals explode with 7 runs in the 7th inning to beat the Marlins. The O's lose to the Jays, and the Caps can finish off the Flyers in Game 4 tonight. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
All that is necessary for the triumph of evil is that good men do nothing.
Chris Plant, 9 to noon.
If we have any good men in leadership positions in the United States, I'm having trouble picking them out these days.
Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Where will you be in 2030? Will you have the same job? How healthy will you be? Will your retirement investments be in good shape? Will you be closer to retirement? Or will you be wondering if that day will ever come? At the Mutual Fund Store, we're thinking about your 2030 right now. That's because our advisors are always focused on your future. And what that means is simple. It means we'll help get you prepared for things down the road, even things like financial events you might not want to face. It also means we'll make sure your financial plan is working as hard as you do. With the Mutual Fund Store, you'll have a better picture of what lies ahead. So when 2030 does come, you'll know where you stand. Discover what a goal-based approach to investing could do for you. Visit MutualFundStore.com and let's start working towards your goals with a free portfolio review.
Hi, I'm Ken Greer at the Mutual Fund Store in the D.C. area. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit mutualfundstore.com and let's talk about your financial goals today.
Need your rugs cleaned? Then you need Hadid. Go to joehadid.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Loudoun County, crews with the crash. Loudoun County Parkway 606 at Evergreen Mills Road. Mostly affecting Evergreen Mills Road just to try to make that merge. 66 making the trip out of Gainesville. Just up ahead, you'll see the brake lights working through Manassas toward Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks. Of course, 28th heading through Manassas Park and up through the signal lights toward I-66 in the stop and go. For 95, 395 overall, Dale City toward Landmark. Again, Pentagon to and across the 14th Street Bridge. We've had a number of problems along the way for the early start of the rush hour. Around the Beltway we go to the Wilson Bridge back near Route 5 through Annandale, a little bit of volume in Tysons, topside through College Park and Silver Spring. And then on 50 in the BW Parkway slows to the crash south on 295 right near Benny Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Once again, in good shape. Been a dry week and getting abnormally dry out there. Lots of sunshine around. Do have a little overcast that should be around for the first part of the day, but I think that quickly burns off. We get into the sun and we stay in the sun as we get through the afternoon. 73. Tonight, 48. Tomorrow, up to 78. A few clouds around with a mostly sunny sky. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL. Right now, 42 in Burke, 37 in Rockville, 52 degrees in Washington. With New York now in the rearview mirror, Ted Cruz sets his sights on Maryland. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630. WMAL.
7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:35, Leap. We'll talk to National Security Analyst K.T. McFarland. At 7:45, D.C. Council Chair Phil Mendelson will join us. The council voted yesterday to keep marijuana smoking in the home and not allowed on public streets. We'll talk about that. And at 8:35, we'll rehash what happened in New York State with Ed Henry of Fox News. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Sheriff Charles Jenkins told this congressional committee he believes undocumented immigrants are responsible for an increase in gang violence in Frederick County.
That's right. This was yesterday on Capitol Hill, and Sheriff Charles Jenkins went on to say specifically that there's a whole lot going on in the public schools right now because of all of these children, undocumented children who crossed the border last summer, of course, during that crisis at the border, and they've been relocated to areas in Maryland and Virginia. Listen to this.
Some of the problems that have started in the communities with the gang presence has now spread into our high schools, some of it into our middle schools, and again, one of the local high schools routinely fights between rival gangs.
And just this Sunday, Washington Post had a detailed article about an MS-13 gang member who has now turned into an FBI informant. Again, talking about issues in Fairfax County, down in Woodbridge as well, with MS-13 gang members, most recently down in Latin America, now infiltrating our communities, and they are taking root in the high schools. That's where they're recruiting. You just heard the sheriff say they're in the local high schools recruiting, because as soon as they crossed the border and got relocated here, public schools had to accommodate these children who are here undocumented. So we want to take your temperature on this, because we're not hearing a whole lot about this from our elected officials. We're not hearing a whole lot about this in the mainstream media. All we hear about is these poor orphans, these poor children who are just trying to be reunited with their families who are crossing the border, and we're just taking care of them because we're so compassionate. Well, what do you hear from your kids? What are you seeing in your schools? Are you seeing undocumented, or what you presume to be undocumented, immigrants who are new faces in school, who are up to no good, who are nefarious, who are potentially recruiting for gang purposes? Because that's what the Frederick County Sheriff is saying, and if he sees it, I'm thinking you're seeing it. I'm thinking your kids are seeing it. How has the face, culture, and texture of your public schools changed with this new influx? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. We want to hear from you on this. It's very critically important. And Brian, I think the fact that even the Washington Post Post brought themselves to write a story about this over the weekend tells you that this is a significant problem, because the Washington Post, of course, is in the Open Borders League. They don't want to look at any negative impacts of bringing people over here from other countries. I mean, yeah, God forbid they put themselves in the Donald Trump camp, who had the temerity to suggest that people who are coming here from Mexico illegally potentially are not the model upright citizens that that nation has to offer. No, the fact is that many of the people who are coming over here are criminals, and they're looking to come here specifically for criminal purposes. Why do you rob banks? Because that's where the money is. That's what Dillinger said. Well, if you're a criminal and you want to set up a criminal enterprise, do you stay in Mexico where you've got a dysfunctional economy, or do you go to a nation that actually has a lot of money and a thriving economy, not to mention an area like this where you've got Fairfax County, Montgomery County, Frederick County, Loudoun County. There's a whole lot of money and a whole lot of opportunities for criminal activity here. So I do not doubt this at all. I think Sheriff Charles Jenkins is courageous for jumping out here and saying this, because these days it's politically incorrect to point this out.
So no, Larry, they're dreamers. They're coming. They're just right. Dreamers. The thing is, though, that many of them are coming here and they're dreaming of taking advantage of our young people, of creating mayhem in our community. That's what they're dreaming about. You know, I'm really sorry to say that, because I know there are some people who come here and they're just trying to find a better way. But they're also mixed in with that. And this is where it's hard to separate the wheat from the chaff. There are people who come to this country and they want to do us harm. They want to bring drugs. They want to initiate gang members in our schools, and they are causing havoc and they are creating problems. So I salute Sheriff Charles Jenkins of Frederick County for saying what so many people in this area will not say. And I note that there are stories that have been written about gang activity, MS-13 activity in Fairfax County, for example. And then I note what Sheriff Jenkins has said in Frederick County. There's a county in between. It's Montgomery County. And do we assume that there's not a similar problem there? Why do not hear Police Chief J. Thomas Manger talking about the problem of gangs? You know why? Because the county officials have decided that they're going to be a sanctuary county, that they're going to allow and they're going to embrace and they're going to put their arms around those who come to this country illegally and protect them. And I would say I think the problem exists in Montgomery County just as well. But you're not hearing about it because they want to turn a blind eye to that, because it is in direct contradiction to what the elected officials of this county want. And so I'm concerned about that. And have I heard problems? Yeah, look, for some time now, I have heard stories about gang members in parts of Montgomery County. Actually, some parts not very far from where I used to live. And when I would say this initially, people say, there's no gangs in Montgomery County. You know what? There are. And there is gang activity, and it's a problem. And I'm not sure that we recognize it in Montgomery County. And if we do recognize it, we're turning a blind eye to it.
Ivan in Mount Airy, you're first up on WMAL. We're asking if you are seeing a change in your communities, as we've just heard detailed by Sheriff Charles Jenkins out there in Frederick. And he says also this is happening at the schools, that gang members who are here relocated from their home country because they are undocumented immigrants, they are now recruiting for gang members and gang purposes in our schools. Ivan from Mount Airy, you're first up on WMAL.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for bringing this topic up again. I live in Mount Airy, but I do my shopping in Frederick and Friends of Kiki Mall. Every time I go in there now, the hoodlums and the thugs that are walking around there are young kids and trying to intimidate people. It's getting ridiculous. They try to break into my car, but fortunately I caught them. And if I'm going around telling people about this, and you start telling them that this kid's in trouble, then they start labeling you racist. Hmm. And you got places like Casa de Maryland that is training these thugs how to get around the police. I used to be a former member of the Maryland Hispanic Affairs from the governor's office a couple of years ago, and I've been to these trainings where I complained, and obviously I got kicked out for a reason. The Montgomery County Police Department is going into illegal immigrants' places through Casa de Maryland and showing them how to avoid answering the wrong questions so then they won't be detained.
Huh.
The police is teaching them this.
They're learning this from the police?
Yeah, the police department in their Hispanic outreach program
is going,
in conjunction with Casa de Maryland, is going to communities of, you know, Langley Park, Tacoma Park.
And they're teaching them how not to be deported.
Right. When the police pulls them over, what to answer and what not to answer so they won't get...
Oh, my gosh.
There you go. All right, Ivan, thank you for that. We will continue with your calls on this. We want to hear what you're seeing, what your kids are telling you is going on, because according to the sheriff of Frederick County, in your high schools right now, you've got MS-13 gang members who are here. They're here illegally, and they're here to recruit more members for their gangs. Give us a call, 888-630-WMAL. Right now, it's 7:15. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's do this. Around the Beltway we go to the Wilson Bridge. We're in delays before Route 5 right now. So Route 5 Branch Avenue to cross the bridge, heading north on 295 toward the Naval Research Lab. 210, we're starting to get in the thick of it, heading up north toward the Beltway. Route 4 past Woodyard and Dower House Road and Suitland Parkway and through town. One of our struggle areas has been DC 295. It seems to be every morning. 295 near Benning, that's where we had the crash in the left lane. Now I'm seeing delays on the outbound side of the 11th Street Bridge. If you come off of the freeway and going out on the 11th Street Bridge with an incident, so you'll slow to check it out heading inbound as well. For 95, 395 Dale City, most of the way to Landmark, Pentagon across the 14th Street Bridge. Didn't forget about you in Stafford. Yes, you're below speed toward Aquia, but that's just the heavy volume. Loudoun County with the crash on Evergreen Mills Road at the Loudoun County Parkway. Watch for their direction. Now from GarageDoorRepairs.com. The WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, it's a beautiful, beautiful day today and tomorrow. We'll have some clouds early, but then they'll burn off and we'll have nothing but sunshine, high of 73 degrees. Tonight, the clear skies continue, low of 48. And then tomorrow, we might get some afternoon clouds, but mostly sunny. Tomorrow's high, 78 degrees. Right now, 52 in the nation's capital. It's 7:16.
Have you scheduled your annual air conditioning system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual AC system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 AC system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Sheriff Jenkins says that there are over 75 active gang members in Frederick County, and he believes that MS-13 and 18th Street gangs are recruiting new members in local schools.
This is a terrifying prospect and, of course, a direct result of this president's policy to turn a blind eye to tens of thousands of children who have crossed the border and then relocated them. We talked to you about last week about how many of these illegal immigrant children were transported around the country on private jets to make sure they were integrated into the community. Of course, our schools have to take them in, and many of them are related to gangs. We want to know if you're hearing about this
and that they're actively recruiting.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Ed in Stephen City, you're next up on WMAL. What's going on in your kid's school, Ed?
Hey, Ed.
Hey, yeah, this was like 7-8 years ago. My kids were in middle school, at the local middle school, and a kid died, got hung on the playground out in the back of his house. And they come home and was telling me that the reason he died is because his brother wanted to get out of MS-13, and that was what they did to scare him back into the gang.
Oh, man. Well, yeah, I mean, these are the tactics that these thugs use. Absolutely. That's a horrible story. How about Steve in Kentucky, listening to us in the Bluegrass State there. Hey, Steve, you're
Steve,
on WMAL.
Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good, man.
I love listening to you guys. I moved from the D.C. area about 6 months ago, and I miss you.
Well, we miss you, too.
So I just wanted to say that this thing about the gang, specifically MS-13 in that area, particularly Alexandria, Fairfax County, is not new. When I moved there in 2004, I was a high school sports official, and we had to use the facilities at the high school often to change our clothes, and there were markers all over the bathroom walls and so forth about gangs, and we were advised to keep our eyes open. So, unfortunately, while it's a bad thing, I don't think you can really put it on the recent immigrant issues to say that that's why gangs exist. And if there's only 75, you're lucky.
Well, you may make Thanks, a point, Steve. But I mean, it doesn't help the situation.
No, it sure doesn't.
Sure doesn't.
My whole point is a blind eye was turned over 10 years ago, and it's about time to wake up.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's just not related to the current immigration issues.
It just compounds it, yeah.
Yeah, I got you.
Thank you, Steve. We appreciate it. Sure, we've been hearing about MS-13 presence here in the Washington metro area for quite some time, but now this is quite an increase here, especially out in Frederick County, where it's been somewhat protected.
About Lauren in Aspen Hill. Lauren, good morning. You're on with Brian and Larry.
Good morning. I wish I had better news. When my daughter was in fourth grade, she was threatened with rape by one of these little thugs.
Oh, wait, a fourth grader?
A fourth grader. And her brother attempted to protect her. He got the heck beaten out of him. And I ended up pulling the kids out of Montgomery County Public Schools and paying to send them to private school. I had no choice. What am I going to do, leave my daughter in there to get raped?
No, absolutely not. That is disgusting. When did this happen, Lauren?
This would be about, 10 years ago.
Unbelievable.
So
yeah.
The problem, as I say, has been there all along. But the current policy just compounds the problem and doesn't make it better.
No, it's inviting more people and protecting more people. Mm-hmm. How about Mike in Springfield? You're next up on WMAL. Hey, Mike.
Good morning, gentlemen. We, the people, and I say this to everybody out in the audience, need to wake up and stand in front of our representatives and say, look, you're not doing anything, and we are the ones being put into danger. We are the front line, not the police. We are the people who see things. The police are the ones who enforce, and then we take it to our representatives from there. We have to make our voices heard. If not, then this is the kind of stuff that's going to continue to happen. And it's just like you all say on your in the mornings. The only way for evil to win is for good people to do absolutely nothing.
Yeah, amen to that, Mike, and thank you for having your voice heard. At least we got to tip our hat to one elected official, and that would be Sheriff Jenkins out in Frederick County. He's stepping forward and saying this because, you know, any other elected official who dares to say that maybe there's a downside and a criminal element to the influx of illegal immigrant children that we've seen over the last 2 years thanks to the president's policies, well, if you say that, you're racist. That's what we've learned, right? That's how they're vilifying Donald Trump. How about Michelle in the district? Michelle, you're on WMAL.
Hi. I teach in a fairly rural school district in Virginia. I have not personally seen any of the violence, but what I do see is the financial impact. I can tell you that most, I'd say probably 98% of the students that transfer in of Hispanic descent are on free and reduced lunch, which means that we are paying for it.
Mm.
And, you know, you get kids that are sped on top of that, and which are growing numbers, and you got an increased burden on the school system to try and meet the needs of all these students.
So not only is there a security threat, there's a financial impact to that, to people who are here legally.
Yeah. Michelle, thank you for that call, and thanks for being a teacher, by the way, too. More of your calls on this, the influx of MS-13 gang members recently in the rural areas around the area. It's 722 on WMAL.
I know I can always count on Long Fence for great deals on fencing, but after the winter we had, I need repairs, and Long Fence can help there, too, even if they didn't install the original. Find great savings and more at longfence.com.
Sand, salt, and dirt. It all gets buried deep in your carpet, and those particles grind away at the fibers of your fine carpets and rugs like sandpaper. Your rugs need and deserve a deep-down professional cleaning. And what you need here is Hadid. Hadid is a name you can trust. For more than 60 years, Hadid has a time-honored tradition of painstakingly washing each rug by hand, removing every speck of dirt. If your rug is in need of repair, Hadid has a dedicated team of experts that can make your rugs look like new again. Hadid offers 4 drop-off locations. Let me count them off for you. 1, Vienna on West Maple Avenue. 2, Alexandria on Duke Street. 3, Springfield on Electronic Drive. Or they're on the border store, Wisconsin Avenue in Friendship Heights. That was 4 if you were keeping score. Hadid also offers free pickup and delivery with a minimum order, including the rolling and relaying of rugs, the moving of furniture. Plus, right now, get 20% off all in-plant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 right now. That's 703-241-1111 online at joehadid.com.
Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, and April is the height of the spring real estate market. People ask us all the time, how can you charge so little? I reply, why are the others still charging so much? Our hybrid model sells homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've already saved our clients over $2.5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Digital Government Institute's 930Gov returns for its fourth annual technology conference and showcase. 930Gov convenes government technical communities to see and hear the latest in cybersecurity, DevOps, records management, knowledge management, and customer experience solutions. Registration is free for both government and industry. Exhibit opportunities available. 930Gov, Wednesday, August 24th at the D.C. Convention Center. Go to 930Gov.com. That's 930Gov.com.
Cancer is the most formidable of foes, made of renegade genes that mutate to stay alive. But what if there were an entire community of leading international cancer specialists? A cancer dream team that can use a patient's own DNA to treat her cancer. At Inova, it's no dream. We've recruited some of the foremost cancer specialists in the country. Find a cancer doctor at inova.org/cancer. Inova. Join the future of health.
Hi, my name is John Maxwell, Chairman and CEO of John Marshall Bank. We're a local community bank with national recognition for our sound financial performance. Let me introduce you to a better way to bank. Visit johnmarshallbank.com.
Member FDIC.
It's 7:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Ruh-roh. We have problems, Larry. Heading through town, eastbound, southeast, southwest freeway. So if you're leaving, say, the area of the 3rd Street Tunnel and heading toward the outbound 11th Street Bridge, this will affect you. I've been talking about the delays with the crash that was reported with the truck, possibly, and understatement, overturned dump truck on the 11th Street Bridge on the outbound side, and they are stopping all traffic right now. And I'm looking at traffic coming to a halt before you get to the 3rd Street Tunnel. This will also affect the commute coming out of Virginia once these delays get quite intense, coming off of the 14th Street Bridge and then backing up out of Shirlington. So let's get prepared for this. Again, from the freeway eastbound to the 11th Street Bridge, right now traffic is stopped, dump truck overturned, and they're trying to assess the situation, figure out if they can get any traffic through. If you're coming off of 295, the opposite direction, and going in over the 11th Street Bridge, for now, they are allowing traffic to get through. North on the 3rd Street Tunnel, heavy to go outbound New York Avenue. Nothing reported in the way there. Earlier incident, DC 295 South had been at Benning Road. That crash cleared. Top side of the Beltway in delays through Silver Spring. 29 to get you down through White Oak and Four Corners. You're on the brakes. 270 earlier crash south of Urbana cleared. Traffic update brought to you by Here Maps. Now, wherever the open road takes you, find your way with Here Maps, the free app that has maps for the entire world. Offline turn-by-turn and navigation means that you don't need to use your data plan. Get it now at here.com/maps. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good hang on. The more clear sky, more sunshine is what that means. And temperatures coming down a bit, though. 73 degrees today. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
56 degrees right now, 7:27 on WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk.
Some of the problems that have started in the communities with the gang presence has now spread into our high schools, some of it into our middle schools, and again, one of the local high schools routinely fights between rival gangs.
Sheriff Charles Jenkins of Frederick County talking about this increase of gang activities, most specifically MS-13 gangs, which, of course, is a Latin American-based gang, which he says the influx is partly because of the influx of illegal immigrant children who have come into our community.
Oh, they're just dreamers.
Yes. Yeah. Joe in Columbia, we're asking you if you're seeing stuff like this happening in your kids' high school. Hey, Joe.
Hey, guys. In 2008, my daughter graduated from Kennedy High over there in Montgomery County. Okay. And these gangs have been doing this for years. The guy who was the head, my daughter was in the NJROTC program, okay? And the guy who was the cadet commander of it, the summer after he got out of high school, made a gang killing and is doing 20 years to life right now. I just walked in my office and I was trying to get his name up on the internet and I haven't been able to pull it up yet. But this has been going on for a long time. I remember when my daughter told me about it, how shocked she was in one part that he would actually have done it. Yep. But in another part, she knew that these gang kids are coming in all walks in so far as what they might get involved with school and things like that, because whatever they get involved with, they can recruit with.
Yeah.
It's a problem.
All right, we'll stay on it, and maybe we'll try to get Sheriff Jenkins on.
Yeah, I would like to get him. I'd like to hear this firsthand.
729.
For over 36 years, I've prided myself on bringing out the very best smiles in my patients through general and cosmetic dentistry, as well as dental implants. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry. But we're not just sedation dentistry. We offer services ranging from crowns and veneers to full smile makeovers. We also perform dental implant treatments, the new standard of care for teeth replacement and denture stabilization. From a single missing tooth to an entire set of teeth, dental implants restore your appearance, speech, oral health, comfort, and self-esteem. And with dental implants, we can also permanently stabilize your dentures, which means no more slippage or adhesives ever again. Smile big. Eat what you want. McMillan Sedation Dentistry welcomes Dr. Jamie LaViola to our team. Make your appointment today at 877-394-4511. 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
The president is in Saudi Arabia. We'll talk to KT McFarland about it after the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. A very good night for Donald Trump, not so much for Ted Cruz.
It turned into a very short, for Donald Trump at least, disciplined victory statement here at Trump Tower after he was projected to win the moment polls closed in New York State. And Trump seemed to take great joy in noting that Ohio Governor John Kasich had come in second.
We don't have much of a race anymore. Senator Cruz is just about mathematically eliminated.
Trump is expected to win the lion's share of 95 Republican delegates from New York. They're divvied up based on congressional districts and how much a candidate wins in that district. Bob Costantini at Trump Tower, New York.
On the Democratic side, a decisive New York win for Hillary Clinton, but Bernie Sanders remains upbeat.
Next week, we will be competing in Pennsylvania, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Maryland, and Delaware, and we look forward to winning a number of those states.
Meanwhile, Republican John Kasich was at a town hall in Annapolis last night.
We have some politicians that want to talk about our worries and our anxieties, and they want to feed them. Say that America's losing on everything. What are you kidding me? Our economies are bigger than the Japanese and the Chinese put together.
And Donald Trump is set to hold a rally on the Eastern Shore tonight. Virginia lawmakers return to the Capitol today for their so-called veto session. But lawmakers will also consider changes to the new economic development initiative, finalize a state budget, and discuss whether to tweak the still young ethics laws. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,054, the NASDAQ at 4940. Sports Bryce Harper's Grand Slam is one of four Nats homers in one inning as they crush the Marlins. The Orioles fall to the Blue Jays, and the Caps can complete the sweep in Philadelphia tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Spring is finally here. You know, I love looking out my windows and seeing how everything has turned so lush and green, but that means I need to actually clean my windows. Hey, it's Brian Wilson. Do you need a ladder to get around bushes or shrubs so you can clean the outside of your windows? That sounds bad. How about a window that you can open and clean both sides quickly and easily from the inside of your home? That sounds better, doesn't it? Well, you need to call my friends at Thompson Creek Window Company right now at 855-57-CREEK. Thompson Creek designs, builds, and installs their own super energy-efficient windows, and they're easy to clean. Call 855-57-CREEK right now for their buy three windows, get one free offer. And free sounds great to me. Thompson Creek Window Company makes the best windows in town. Best of all, they cut out the middlemen, saving you money. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. Or go to thompsoncreek.com for details.
Home sweet home. Sweet Thompson Creek.
Spring is in the air, summer's around the corner, and the rent-a-state season is in full bloom. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and did you know you can cash in on your home by renting it? It's true, and Renters Warehouse, D.C.'s experts in leasing and property management, is ready to help. Here's a fact. The number of renters rose by 2 million last year. The demand for rentals is soaring. But to make rent-a-state really work, you need the experts at Renters Warehouse on your side. They exist for one reason, to make renting your home as easy as possible. Or if you're already a landlord, free up your life by handing over the keys and headaches to Renters Warehouse. They're property management pros who can help you find the perfect renter in just 17 days on average and will then manage your property 24/7 for just $80 a month. With Renters Warehouse, it's easy, fast, and worry-free. What are you waiting for? Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis right now. Call Renters Warehouse 202-625-4370. That's 202-625-4370. Call now, 202-625-4370. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent Estate.
The Bigger, Better Nations Gun Show returns to the Dulles Expo Center in Chantilly, Virginia this weekend. 1,300 tables, more exhibitors, over 2 miles of guns, knives, ammo, accessories, and more. It's your one-stop gun shop with everything you need for the shooting sports and self-defense, all at discount gun show prices. Virginia and Utah concealed carry classes taught all 3 days. Join or renew your NRA membership at this show and get in free. The NRA, National Firearms Museum presents a special collection of generals' pistols, including General Douglas MacArthur's and Brigadier General Chuck Yeager's pistols, among others. Don't miss the Bigger, Better Nations Gun Show this weekend. 1,300 tables. Buy, sell, and trade Friday 3 to 8, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. The Nations Gun Show, Dulles Expo Center, this weekend. Coupons and more info at cegunshows.com or showmastersgunshows.com. That's cegunshows.com or showmastersgunshows.com.
735 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Major problems in the district, and this will affect your trip on 395 northbound trying to get in through to town. Story is this. The overturned dump truck hauling gravel overturned on the outbound side of the 11th Street Bridge. So for everybody coming off of the freeway, maybe coming even out of the 3rd Street Tunnel, coming off of northbound 395, a solid lineup. And right now with DDOT, they're doing, they're allowing the far right lane to get by, so they are not diverting traffic, and what they're trying to sweep some more of this gravel out of the road to get an additional lane open. But for now, one lane slowly getting by this overturned dump truck mess on the outbound 11th Street Bridge. And I'm already seeing delays on 395 that are beginning. Well, it's going to be, it was before the Pentagon, but now it's linking up together now from the Beltway. It's already a big delay here to get across the 14th Street Bridge, and you'll need to plan for the extra time. All right, let's go 95 north. No drama there, but Dale City to Woodbridge through Lorton, Newington, slow. Maryland, Four Corners. Nobody getting by right now. Southbound 29, right as you come up to University Boulevard. I see a fire truck across all the lanes. Another ambulance, police car. So we have a little bit of a situation here. Southbound 29, Colesville Road stopped at University Boulevard with this crash. This is just before you get to the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Should hang on to more clear sky, more sunshine is what that means. And temperatures coming down a bit, though. 73 degrees today. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 39 in Manassas, 39 in Olney, 50 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 7:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Stay with us in just 10 minutes. D.C. Council Chair Phil Mendelson is here to celebrate 420 Day and tell us why you will not be token it up there on the streets of D.C. And then at 8:35, Ed Henry, Fox News Channel, who will give us his take on last night's primaries in New York City. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us on the line, as she often does on Wednesdays, Fox News national security analyst KT McFarland, good friend of this program. Good morning to you, KT.
Good morning, guys.
All right, so the president of these United States is now in Saudi Arabia. He's going to meet with the king, King Salman, and other leaders from the Gulf Cooperation Council countries. What is on the agenda, and how is this somehow connected to the recent decision that the Saudis are going to take some of the people, the foreigners, the Gitmo people?
Yeah, it's all sort of part of the same mix. I mean, take a step back, and what's Obama's policy been for the last 7 years of his administration? I think he's been the reverse of Bush. Bush sided with the Saudis in fighting radical Islam, sided with those Sunni states. Obama switched sides. He's sided with Iran. He sided with Iran at the expense of Israel, at the expense of the Saudis and other Sunnis. I think they're probably both wrong. I'm not sure we should side with anybody in the middle of what is, I think, a growing and coming civil war that's going to go on for a generation between the Saudis and the Iranians, between the Sunnis and the Shiites. And the reason what Obama's going to be talking about, specifically today's issues, are there are 28 pages of the September 11th Commission report that have never been released. And nobody's ever talked about it. Everybody who's been involved and who has read it has kept a tight lip. The guesswork is always that there was some smoking gun, that there was this was where the financing for the terrorists came from, and there was some connection to wealthy Saudis. The report itself said it was not the government, and it was not, you know, senior people, but there was always the question mark, well, were there others? The Saudi royal family is large, and it's very wealthy. And we know that there are members of that large and wealthy family who do support radical Islam.
And so what's the president even going to talk about over there, especially considering the fact that he has presented a brand new existential threat to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia by releasing all those billions of dollars to Iran and allowing Iran, inviting and begging Iran to join the national stage, which actually hurts Saudi Arabia's standing in the region?
I mean, my guess is they talk past each other, but the president will lecture them, and he'll say to the Saudis, you got to make nice with Iran, you got to find a way to have peace. And the Iranians are going to, and the Saudis are going to say, you don't understand, Iran is an existential threat to us. The only way we make peace is at on our knees. And they're probably not going to have much common ground. But the fascinating thing to the next step in the Middle East is what happens. I've long thought that Saudi Arabia is in the middle and has a big bullseye on its neck, on its head. Because on one side they have the Iranians, and on the other side you have ISIS.
Yeah, can I just ask another question about the Saudis? And I just because I don't understand this. I hear that they're belly aching because their economy is in dire straits over there,
right.
And that's because the price of oil is not very high.
Right.
And I also think that I remember that they're part of the reason why the price of oil is not very high. I mean, I'm confused by this.
Look, for decades we've had a sort of unspoken deal with the Saudis, Saudi royal family. We'll protect you. You can sell us the oil. The dynamic has now changed. We've got the oil. We're self-sufficient in energy, oil and natural gas.
And they don't like that.
And they don't like that because all these years the Saudis have never diversified their economy. Just like the Russians, they've sort of put everything on high oil prices and lived off that. They've not created other industries. And as a result, they're now high and dry when oil prices go down. The number three guy in Saudi Arabia, he's a young guy. He's the son of the current king. And his plan is to diversify. But that may be a day late and a dollar short.
So, Katie, we shouldn't expect anything from this trip, really, right? Except there's this problem. We've got ISIS looming. And Saudi Arabia is just as concerned about ISIS. Obama did the Secretary of Defense, Ash Carter, over there. We're learning now that there's going to be hundreds more special operators working in Iraq. Is there any way that our alliance with Saudi Arabia could, in fact, help in the fight against ISIS? Are we able to make that alliance?
Here's the thing about ISIS in the Middle East. It's like going to the drive-in window at McDonald's when you want the combo meal. Everybody gets fries with the meal, right? Everybody's going to fight ISIS.
Yes.
Everybody, but that's not the main reason you're at the McDonald's drive-in window. You're there to order whatever your main course is, your fish sandwich, your chicken nuggets, your Big Mac. And that's what the Middle East is. Every one of the countries fighting ISIS has another objective. The Saudis really want to get Iran. Iran really wants to get Assad's enemies. The Turks are there, but they really want to get the Kurds. Everybody's got a main objective, and as a result, we're the only guys who have gone to that drive-in window, and we're only ordering fries.
And unlike the new McDonald's in Missouri, it's not unlimited fries and bottomless fries or all the fries you can eat. In fact, there's been a lot of restrictions on what we're doing against ISIS, and we're not unleashing what we really can do.
Yeah, I mean, I look at the Middle East, and I take a real step back and want to reassess, why are we there? In the first place. We wanted the oil. We don't need the oil. Let's have a new deal.
All right. KT McFarland, it is always a pleasure.
It really is always. Literally, always a pleasure.
It's a joy. It really, truly is. It's 7:43.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this spring? Get up to $1,650 back when you purchase a select home comfort system from McCarthy. You could even have that new system for as low as $83 per month with approved credit. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
You know what else is a joy? You know what else is a pleasure?
Well, you know what? What is it?
Not having bags under your eyes.
You know, if I had bags under my eyes and then I no longer had them, I would say that's a joyful moment.
Which brings you to another joyful moment and another pleasure, which is having a product that really works, and that's Genucel by Chamonix.
There you go.
Genucel, it uses plant stem cell technology. It's all natural. It's just a gel. You put it on the bags under your eyes before you go to bed at night and when you wake up in the morning, and before you know it, and I mean really fast, you're going to see those bags disappear. In fact, with its instant effects, you're going to see results in the first 12 hours, or you can have your money back. Listen, I use this stuff, and I love it. You should try it, too. And with its, and by the way, if it doesn't work for you, you just turn it, return it and get your money back. So why not try it? And right now, during the Chamonix Spring Clearance event, they're going to double your order of Genucel for free. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. Order right now, and Chamonix is going to upgrade you to free shipping. But that's just for a limited time only. Call them. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720.
Attention. If you or a loved one suffer from type 2 diabetes, Integrated Health Center of Maryland has a program that can help you reduce or eliminate your needs for diabetic medications and even reverse your type 2 diabetes. Call today at 301-327-2722 to get your spot at the free information dinner. Seating is limited. Call today, 301-327-2722. That's 301-327-2722. Integrated Health Center of Maryland, the experts in functional care for those with type 2 diabetes.
Shooters, hunters, sportsmen, this Friday and Saturday, Atlantic Guns in Silver Spring and Rockville is having their popular Ruger Days sale. For target shooting or self-protection, Ruger firearms represent the finest in American gun making. Come check out the Ruger Mini 14 and 10/22 rifles, or the SR 1911 and Mark III pistols. The 9mm LC9S Pro is sale priced at just $381. Factory reps will be on hand to answer your questions. Call 800-589-GUNS or visit AtlanticGuns.com.
7:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Larry, is it raining or snowing or something?
No, but I know it's bad, isn't it?
This rush hour has become insane. Let's go first in Maryland. This is going to be tough for everyone, and I need to give you an alternate too, some options. Southbound 29, Colesville Road. As you come down to Four Corners after you pass the Trader Joe's before the Beltway, right in the intersection of 29 and University Boulevard, everyone's been stopped for a while with this crash. They're intermittently letting the right lane slowly get by. So with that happening, as you come out of Fairland, south of the ICC, huge delays. Once you get down toward New Hampshire Avenue and White Oak, you might want to try New Hampshire Avenue and take that down to the Beltway. I'm sure other commuters will be doing that as well. But you're sitting pretty much at a standstill heading down toward Four Corners. Also affected is University Boulevard. This is one of many areas where we have some big problems in the district. An overturned dump truck hauling gravel. Only one lane getting by on the outbound 11th Street Bridge. What this means for you? Virginia jammed, leaving Newington. And this takes you on to 395. Bumper to bumper over the 14th Street Bridge onto the freeway to this incident on the 11th Street Bridge. Jams the 3rd Street Tunnel. DC 295 north and southbound to get on the inbound side of the 11th Street Bridge. Slow, but your lanes are open. Now let's take the ride around the Beltway, topside College Park to Silver Spring, heavy through Annandale. Now Tyson's bunched up heading toward the American Legion Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Should hang on to more clear sky, more sunshine is what that means. And temperatures coming down a bit, though. 73 degrees today. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
53 degrees at 7:47.
All right. It's time to talk about marijuana in the district, because there was a big vote yesterday in the District of Columbia. Yeah, and that will only happen in your private home now, because the District of Columbia lawmakers took a vote yesterday to enact a permanent ban on smoking marijuana in private clubs, and says that it should continue to be something that is just done in the privacy of your home. Joining us on the line right now, D.C. Council Chairman Phil Mendelson. Council Chairman Mendelson, good to have you with us here on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning.
All right, so tell me about this vote and what it means in your mind.
Well, I think a lot is being made of it as if it's a change in policy, but in fact, this has been the law that smoking marijuana in public places, which would include places to which the public is invited, is not permitted under the initiative that was voted by voters a couple of years ago.
So, in other words, you can have pot for your personal use, small amounts of pot, but it needs small to be something that you use at home, right?
In private, yes, in private.
Yeah.
And what we've seen is there's some folks who are pretty creative about trying trying to get around the law that prohibits the selling of marijuana so that you can buy cookies for $50 and the marijuana is free.
Uh-huh.
Or what we could see with these private clubs is that actually it's a place everybody thinks of as being sort of public, like a bar, let's say, but there would be a door charge of maybe $50 or $100, and then you get free marijuana. The thing is that we're unable to regulate the drug, and that's unfortunate. Voters voted to legalize marijuana, but then Congress immediately said that we couldn't do anything to regulate it. And so we don't have the ability to figure out how to ensure that a private club is actually, you know, a regulated place and follows certain rules.
Can I ask you something, Councilmember Mendelson? And by the way, I was in favor. I'm pretty libertarian about these things, and I'm okay with legalization of marijuana right now and let adults make bad decisions for themselves. But this thing was pushed through the district and pushed through your council chambers under the guise that the current laws were unfairly persecuting minorities. That this was really more of racial injustice. And now you see.
Listen,
every time I had a proponent on this station, including many of your colleagues, that's what they always fell back on. They always said this is racial injustice, and African Americans are unduly prosecuted for these crimes, and we need racial justice, and so that's why we're going to lift the criminality on pot ownership and pot possession. Now you see the next step. Immediately, you know, the ink isn't even dry on this thing, and they want public smoking, they want clubs, they want all of these other things. Do you think that your colleagues were hoodwinked under the guise of racial justice, and really this is about normalization of pot in the district?
Well, there were proponents who made the racial argument, but I think the better argument was, and at the time my own view was, that we should not be criminalizing individual use of marijuana. I mean, one could make that argument with regard to other drugs as well, and there has been some public debate about that. It's whether the best way to treat people who use a substance is to arrest them and lock them up.
All right.
I think that's the better argument.
We got to leave it there. Council Chairman Phil Mendelson, thank you for joining us. It is now 7:51.
Did you use your timeshare last year? Have you booked it out for this year yet? Chris Plant here to tell you that the number one reason people contact Timeshare Exit Team to get out of their resort isn't because they don't like it. It's not even because their maintenance fees went up. It's because either their lifestyles have changed and they've been unable to use it every year, or the resort fills up so quickly they can't book where and when they want. If that's you, I want to encourage you to reach out to the consumer protection company that I trust, Timeshare Exit Team. Timeshare Exit Team doesn't buy, sell, or donate timeshares. They negotiate with the resorts and get you out safely and legitimately. With offices right here in Tyson's Corner and Towson, you'll sit down with your personal client advisor for a free consultation. If you decide you want out, they have a 100% guarantee that they will get you out or give you a complete refund. Because if they can't get you out, they haven't earned your money. TimeshareExitTeam.com. TimeshareExitTeam.com.
Attention DC small businesses. It's time to dare to compare health plan prices. You might be surprised to find that you could save up to 24% simply by switching to United Healthcare. In fact, you may save up to $1,229 per year per employee. With some of the lowest prices in town, United Healthcare means business. Get a quick plan and price overview at uhc.com/compare. Health plan coverage provided by or through United Healthcare Insurance Company, Optimum Choice Incorporated, or United Healthcare of the Mid-Atlantic Incorporated, depending on the coverage purchased.
Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, and April is the height of the spring real estate market. People ask us all the time, how can you charge so little? I reply, why are the others still charging so much? Our hybrid model sells homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've already saved our clients over $2.5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
7:53, time for the business report. Let's check in with Chuck Kamlick at the CNBC News Desk.
And good morning. Stock futures are lighting up a little now. We could see a slightly higher open today. Crude oil down 2% to just at $40 a barrel. That's because striking oil workers in Kuwait are back on the job. Coca-Cola surprising Wall Street, earning more money than expected, $1.5 billion. Soda sales were flat, so were sales of Minute Maid and its other juices. But Coke did sell more bottled water and Powerade. And ironically, Americans are drinking more bottled water water now than soda for the first time ever. Intel's profits fell because the company's selling fewer and fewer computer chips. Intel will cut 12,000 jobs. United Continental has added two new board members, as activist shareholders wanted. Investors are angry. United does not make more money. They wanted their guys on hand to shape the issues. And mortgage applications rose more than 1% last week because of stronger demand for refi loans. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
You know, when it's time to sell your home, you should choose an agent with the best system for selling a home on time and for the most money. I mean, that just makes sense, right? Choose my friend Frank Prindle of RE/MAX Allegiance. With over 25 years in the local real estate market, Frank brings an insight to home sales that can only come from experience. Plus, you have Frank's guarantee that if your home doesn't sell for the price and in the time you agree upon, he'll buy it. Frank has the buyers lined up, and his marketing system creates demand, and on average, his homes sell for 8% more than other local agents with similar guarantees. When Frank listed Lord and Norman Silver Spring home, it sold in just 6 days. That's the power of Frank Prindle. Listen, need more proof? The nation's leading authority on real estate and Shark Tank co-star Barbara Corcoran recommends Frank Prindle exclusively in the D.C. metro area. All agents are not the same. So call the only agent I would call if I were to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538 or online at itrustfrank.com.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, this is going to be with us for a while. It's going to be an intense rush hour, Virginia and into the district off of 95 and 395. Already delays as you push north through Newington and jam solid across the 14th Street Bridge onto the freeway. Up ahead, we had this dump truck that overturned, spilled the load of gravel it was hauling, and just one lane gets by 695 outbound side of the 11th Street Bridge as you make your trip in through town. Boy, it's going to be quite a mess there as it is. Coming inbound, you can get through, but watch for delays coming off of northbound 295 and southbound as well. Suitland Parkway slows to get into town onto 295. Wilson Bridge backups near Route 5. All right, I do have a little bit better news. Big delays in Silver Spring, but additional lanes now get by in Four Corners. Southbound 29 at University Boulevard, only the left lane remains blocked, but delays are south of the ICC. Traffic update is brought to you by Pella Windows. Home improvement season starts with Pella's window and door sale. You get $300 off per window, $350 off per door, or 0% APR for 24 months. Exclusions apply. Visit WashingtonDCWindowsSales.com or call 877-769-8392. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good shot of clear sky after the clouds break this morning. Quickly into a north-northeasterly breeze at up to 73. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
54 degrees right now at 757.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
Let's talk about home security for a minute. Is your family really protected? Brian Wilson here. I've done the research for you, and here's why I recommend Ackerman Security Systems. You'll get monitoring for burglary, fire, medical alert, and carbon monoxide for just $19.95 a month. Ackerman can switch your existing service for free so you can start saving today. And when you switch your service to Ackerman this April, you'll get 3 months of monitoring free. With over 40 years of experience, you can trust the professionals at Ackerman. They're the only company with a guarantee. guaranteed response time. At Ackerman, security is all they do, so they do it better than anyone else. And if technology is your thing, Ackerman's Total Connect service lets you control your system remotely. Arm or disarm your system on the go. Receive video clips or view live video of your home, all for just a few dollars more. It's easy to stay connected to your home and family even when you can't be there. Call Ackerman Security today and make the switch. Get up to 3 months monitoring free. Call 888-999-1070 or visit AckermanSecurity.com.
What can it cost you to not contact Miss Utility? You dig and hit an underground line. Essential services could be lost. You're responsible. Someone could be injured or worse, and you're responsible. But other than that, it can't cost you that much. 2 full business days prior to digging, visit missutility.net by phone at 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility, it's the law.
The WMAL Spring Special lets Molly Maid do a thorough spring cleaning of your home at select Molly Maid locations. Contact Molly Maid in Fairfax, Loudoun, Stafford, Prince William, Fredericksburg, and Fauquier counties. WMAL.com/Molly Maid.
Coming up on WMAL.
We'll be joined by Ed Henry of Fox News to go over what happened in New York yesterday.
Also, the D.C. Council wants to change the slogan on their license plates, and we have some suggestions for a new slogan. I bet you've got some suggestions, too. We'll take your calls after the news.
WMAL.